Trump told a crowd of supporters that the investigations against him were politically motivated, saying that President Joe Biden ordered his arrest because he was falling behind him in the polls.
Crooked Joe Biden put me on trial during an election campaign that I'm winning by a lot, but forcing me nevertheless to spend time and money away from the campaign trail in order to fight bogus, made-up accusations and charges. That's what they're doing. I'm sorry, I won't be able to go to Iowa today. I won't be able to go to New Hampshire today because I'm sitting in a courtroom on bullshit.
Trump continued to push his claim that the 2020 election was rigged.
There was never a second of any day that I didn't believe that that election was rigged. It was a rigged election. It was a rigged election, and it was a stolen, disgusting election. And this country should be ashamed. And they go after the people that want to prove that it was rigged and stolen so it never happens. They go after them. They don't go after the people that rigged it, okay?
According to the online newspaper The Hill, Trump leads all other Republican candidates among New Hampshire Republican primary voters. The poll shows New Hampshire Republican voters would vote for him even if he convicted of a felony and sent to prison. Another poll released Monday found 62% of GOP primary voters would vote for him after a felony conviction, and 57% would back him even if he was in prison during the 2024 election. Trump announced the launch of a new coalition called Veterans for Trump at the event. In a statement, the Trump campaign listed 120 distinguished veterans from New Hampshire who endorsed Trump. The former president promised to stop the Department of Veterans Affairs from funding transgender surgeries for veterans if he wins re-election.
I will ban the Department of Veterans Affairs from wasting a single cent to fund transgender surgeries or sex change procedures. Those precious taxpayer dollars should be going to care for our veterans in need, not to refund radical gender experiments for the communist left.
He also promised to end homelessness among veterans. Republicans will hold their first presidential debate of the 2024 campaign in 2 weeks in Milwaukee. So far, 8 Republican candidates, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Representative Nikki Haley, say they are planning to take part. Trump hasn't yet indicated whether he will be there. For KPFA News, I'm Gilles Martel.